You want to start? You want to start with a song?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go.
Okay, hold on.
Go ahead though.
You gonna clap the whole time while I rap?
Go ahead though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We finna go ahead though.
Go ahead though.
Uh-huh. Clap it up, clap it up, clap, 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 clap it up.
Go ahead though.
Go ahead though. In the studio. Gotta bop it like you know, so you
go ahead though.
Uh-huh. I wanna see you go. Go, go, better go.
Go ahead though.
Friend, is you over there? Is you gonna leave? Well then you can
go ahead though.
Bring it back though, cause I wanna see if you can go.
Friend ain't going nowhere.
Go ahead though.
Friend ain't going nowhere. Zone. Friend
ain't yeah, I like going the go ahead though. That would be like a cute like sample. Like it could be like Dustin in the back doing the go ahead though, and at some part in the song it could be like a breakdown of him singing.
I like it.
Tell me though. If you want to leave, then you can go ahead, though.
Yeah, so silly.
Yeah.
I really like that.
We should put together, like, the Friend Zone mixtape.
I mean, it is coming. We dropping these gems and jewels every week.
Every week.
We open the show with a Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Contender, yo, nominee.
If you're a producer and you want to work with some talent, you better hit us up.
That's right. Come mold this clay.
Okay.
Come on, shape it. I won't you mold me? Let them mold us. Welcome to the Friend Zone, everybody. This is your favorite podcast here on the Loudspeakers Network that focuses on all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. And now I'm right back in the right octave and tone.
Not this again.
So once again, welcome to the Friend Zone. Yes. And we do this every week because, you know, who in the hell wants a musty brain? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cardi B.
Shout out to Cardi B. I love her.
Cardi B is the shit.
I love Cardi B.
I just don't want to see. Y'all know it's just them bottom teeth for me. Like they take
me
out.
I love them.
I don't. I can't because it looks painful when she talks.
Really?
Yeah.
Her bottom teeth look like the New York City skyline, and that joke came from Justin J1232. Shout out to Justin J1232.
But you know what? I remember Charlamagne saying that, like he was like telling her, "Don't get your teeth fixed."
But things like that give you personality. Well, then get things fixed, you look like everyone else.
But listen, when he said, "Don't get them fixed," I was just thinking like, "Oh, her teeth ain't that bad." And then I saw them on Love and Hip Hop, and I was like, "Oh, now I see like why he would say that." Like her teeth look cool, like they look cute on her. She already got her titties done, her ass done, so the fact that she just got like some regular ass teeth, it's like, okay, I like her. I like that she still just be like, okay, I'm still a regular ass bitch.
I don't know, man. Her teeth
she
look
act like one
ass.
And so like them teeth are like her staple for her. I think her teeth,
yeah, they look stapled. Her teeth, Cardi B teeth look like them LeBrons, you know, them LeBron sneakers with them triangles. That's what Cardi B teeth look like. Her shit look like a high top LeBron.
Now I'm pissed.
But I love her to death. I'm so, I think she has a great place on Love and Hip Hop. Who I can't stand is BBOD. That's who, like,
I don't even want to talk
for
about
me
them.
I just, they need to be bulldozed. Like, I like, ooh, and just not even that, like, they look like niggas. I'm just going to say it. They look like.
They don't
they
both
look like straight
it's
up.
It's really
that, no,
just
both
the
of
one.
Them. That one in that purple turtleneck.
The purple.
With her titties up on her shoulder blade. She look like a nigga, man.
What?
She look like a goddamn linebacker.
They
girl from BBOD.
Outfits look terrible.
Awful.
The titty cut out.
They look
like
fucking.
And
they look like they in the Universal Circus.
Someone
that's
tweeted
what they look
me
like.
And asked me if because apparently they are big in Harlem.
No, they're not.
And they were like, are you familiar? I was like, I've never seen these girls in my life.
Young B had chicken noodle soup.
And I'm like a true Harlem. At. Like, I've been in Harlem.
Young B had chicken noodle soup. I remember chicken noodle soup.
I do too. And I like her on this show.
And I like Young
B
on the show.
I think that they're poking her bear. You know what I mean? And every time they do it, she responds accordingly. And I respect that. I love her. And I even went back and bought chicken noodle soup.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm about to start
the
standing.
Power of it.
Look. And I think she's pretty.
Support the artist.
Speaking of supporting people, I don't know if we're going to make this a staple because y'all know that I just like love black shit and independent shit.
Yeah.
But shout out to Moselle, who has a wine shop called Pompette on 420 Malcolm X. And it's at 420 Malcolm X. It's one of my favorite places. He's a cool ass dude. I did a podcast that will be coming out soon. I did an episode of the Soul Glow Project with Kid Fury, who we got to do a show with last week with Chris Sills. And yeah, tons and tons of shout out all in that one.
How about
moment.
That? All that talent and success.
You know what? I actually think that's a really cute idea because I know the read. I love when they do the black excellence, but we should help like artists or creators and do some type of small business, like black business, you know, and shout out a new business, whether you tried a new product or saw a store somewhere. Because all of us are always, you know, talking about dope things that we discovered. So I think that's a like good that idea. Toy
shop I'm with you it. Found so that
yes,
being said,
like the toy shop I found at when we had to donate to Kid Fury's charity. Was that for Christmas, right?
Oh yeah, we were doing Toys for Tots.
Yeah, so you know my butt. I don't know where toys are, so I googled. I was like, let me just Google a Harlem
I'm not
toy
tell
shop.
You where I got my toys.
And there's this thing we don't want to know. There's this toy shop. I'm actually gonna get the address. I think it's on 120th and Lenox, and it's Grandma. Place and when you walk in, it's all black toys and this cute little old lady sitting inside, and it's literally Grandma's Place. So definitely check that out if you need like black dolls and black puzzles. It's just an awesome shop that I think this would be a good idea to do this every week.
I love Harlem,
right? And just shout out really dope entrepreneurs.
If you have a business or a product that you would like to have featured here on the Friend Zone, email it to us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. And if it's dope like that and we fucking with it, we'll put you on.
And put the subject line business.
Word, I like that.
Just go ahead and subject everything.
Make sure you put the subject line business.
Real
that's
easy.
That's for all inquiries. For bookings, if you want to book myself or Asante or Fran for something, well, maybe not Fran, because Fran is like official.
So, stop it.
But if you want to book us, come on through, you know? Come on down. We waiting for you at the
Look at you. So because it's the end of the year, I guess we just going to go ahead and say we want all the monies
we
next
do.
Year. Like, so,
and it's only fair. So
it's only right.
We all go to work. We already didn't have that conversation.
Right.
Do you go to work? Right. You go to work?
This is a real last episode because people probably sitting back listening and going to be like, what in the hell? Like, yes.
Yes.
Okay. I said I'm going to be rich next year.
You are. It's last year being broke.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hashtag.
I don't even remember I don't even remember the last time I was broke.
Hello, kitty. Good night, cat.
2016 is right there.
There you go.
And I'm not going to have to go back.
How now, brown cow?
So what are we talking about today, guys? And this is a genuine question because I didn't pick the topic. I don't know what we're talking about today.
I wanted to get into a little bit of hater shaming.
Hater shaming?
Yes. I think that's what I would like to title it, like hater shaming. Because everybody can just sit back and complain and hate all they want. And I hate being from Atlanta and using the term hater, because I remember growing up and on the radio they would play the Let Your Haters Be Your Motivators. I'm like, why y'all always think somebody hating? Like, don't nobody give a damn, but people really do be hating and it sucks.
Yeah.
And so I just would like to shame haters for a moment and just say, take a step outside yourself before you want to hate on somebody else or something else or just anything.
Well, what triggered that in you to think of that for today?
And tell the truth.
And tell us, yeah.
Okay, well.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered. You know, we did that episode last week with the Reed.
Yeah.
And it was the two-part. And I think we were actually even saying on the episode, I remember saying something to the effect of, there's always going to be somebody mad. And we were talking about how we don't read the comments. And so I was like, you know, let me take a gander through the comments because I haven't looked through them in a while anyway. And shout out to the people that do leave the comments. We do take a peek through the comments.
I read them.
Because people were like, oh, y'all don't read the comments. And it's like, okay, we do read them, but we don't just like read them. Anyway, but one of the comments, somebody was saying something like, is this just going to be, or is this going to be like the Friend Zone, or is this going to be the Read or whatever? And like, they just were mad it wasn't like the episode. And I just think as a show or in anything, you have to have like a respect for artists and people. And it makes me think about when I'm at work, how sometimes people just don't have respect for you as a person. Like, there's just a service provided and you kind of lose sight at the person behind that. And then I was in the Sprint store today. Before I could even make it into the Sprint store, I see one of the employees outside and I'm talking to her. And I kindly, like, you know, I'm customer servicing her ass, like, hey, are you the only one like working? Because I didn't want to go inside and be in there and nobody's in that bitch. She goes, you don't see I'm on the phone?
What?
In her uniform. Gonna talk to me like that. And I was just like, in my mind, like,
you
I know that she's probably
stuck.
Having her bad day.
Right.
But like, that don't mean that she can just talk to me because she's having her badass day. And my first thought was, I just going to trip this bitch into the window. But I'm not going to do all that. And I just feel like for one moment, people just need to always take a step outside of what the fuck is going on. And not like before they decide that they want to hate, whether it's an active hate. If you are an active hater.
Hold up. So what you say to her? Because I know you ain't just let that slide.
I'm not here to discuss that.
What did you say to her? You didn't told us that much. You gotta finish the story,
No, because it's not about that.
Okay, did you address it?
I didn't address the commenter in the comments for what they said.
Did
going
you
back
address
to
the
that.
Girl at the Sprint store? That means you did. Go ahead. Finish it. Go ahead. You did it.
Asante's trying to stay in a positive light today.
Out. Go ahead. I just want to make sure you knew, you know.
He's like, I plead the fifth.
Yeah, okay, one foot in front of the other. I mean, but sometimes you got to stand
look,
still.
Look, if y'all want to know, I am the type that I do talk back. Like, sometimes I'll let shit go because, you know, I don't really care to ruffle feathers. But there are some times if you have decided to do something stupid, I will have to do the same. Like, and I hate to say that I'm being karma in that moment because I'm not. But petty is as petty does. And, like, I just can't help it.
Right.
But the petty is not where I was going. The petty is what I was trying to get away from.
Go ahead, though.
Because I just feel like haters just really need to not be petty. And if they don't incite me to be petty, then I want to, you know, be petty towards them. Is that so much to ask for?
No. So here's my thing, right? I think that people know well and damn good what they're doing when they do it. Before you say something to me, if you really take the time to think about what you're saying to me, you know if there's potential for that to go great or to go way left. You know if there's implications. You know if it could be taken the wrong way. You know what you're saying to me.
Right.
So when you make a choice to offer something up to someone, when you make a choice to start a dialogue with somebody, you have to think about that. Think about what you're saying and what the implications could be if you want to be a great communicator.
Right.
I think that there are genuinely some people on this earth who do not try to be better today than they were yesterday.
Mm.
There are some people who are just completely stagnant and don't care about bettering themselves, nor do they care about making changes to their environments, right? I'm a person who believes in being like the change that you want to see. I know that's cliche and mad on
no.
network, you know, Maddie Yanla, Boosie Faye Dianla, you know. I know it, but this shit is true, man.
It is, right,
you
absolutely.
You have to be the change that you want to see. If you don't like it, how it feels when somebody lies to you, don't lie to nobody else. If you don't like how it feels when somebody judges you, don't be a judgmental person. And that goes far in life. That goes across, it touches several different areas of
That's
your life.
Right, yes.
So when people don't try to do that, when nobody's doing that work, when nobody's trying to steer and shape the conversation to go a good way, when nobody's being considerate of the other person, then all the rules of respect are completely out the window.
Now,
that's
would you,
how I feel.
Would you title said person hater?
Yeah, I'm talking about haters, yes. Hating ass hoes and hating ass niggas. All of them.
Oh, well... I'm like, see, I've never viewed anyone as a hater. I don't even think it's a real thing. So for me, that's difficult.
Okay.
I have to be honest, but y'all know I'm always trying to find the good.
But we need to hear this because we convinced otherwise. So please,
yeah.
Like, Fran, you got
to
let
gotta,
it better
I need you
Come
to
on.
Really break this
See
down
what I mean?
Me.
I'm trying to be better, so I'm open to Fran's
right.
perspective.
Right.
See,
well,
I ain't no hater. Go
well,
ahead,
Because there have been so many times that I've seen people say awful things to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so awful that I'm not saying I'm someone online that you shouldn't pick on. I'm sure there are things about me that you're not going to like. I'm not going to be for everybody. It's just not possible. It's impossible to please 100% of the people absorbing your work or just you as a person.
Well, you're pretty damn close. Go ahead.
But I really, really felt as long as I know that I've, like, you know, put in the work to keep the good things about my personality, extract the bad things about my personality, and really create a brand that has to do with bettering not only myself, but those who are interested in what I have to offer, I really thought that I'd be okay. And it hasn't necessarily been the case. But a lot of the people that have hit me with negativity, I've always been able to understand where they were coming from, whether I could just see that it had nothing to do with me. And I'll go back and forth with them, and before you know it, they're like, thank you, yo. Like, I didn't fuck with you before, friend. There's still some things about you I might not understand, but at least you took the time to talk. And sometimes a lot of people just need to actually have a back and forth because it'll be something that has nothing to do. Like, one girl said she didn't like my site, and she wrote, like, a whole blurb about me, like, how my site is fat-shaming. And what is it? Not Fitspiration, but it's the one that, not Skinny Inspiration, Skinspo or something. I don't know. You know all these words on Tumblr. You get lost.
Okay.
But she basically was insinuating that my wellness tips and everything were to make people who are overweight feel bad about themselves. And mind you, you've never heard me say anything about being thin or losing weight. Everything I do is about how are you eating? How does it affect your mind? Are you consuming too many chemicals? Is it fogging how you receive information? Literally everything is wellness based. But I saw that she did a whole blurb about me.
Was she fat?
She was overweight, yeah. Okay. So I triggered her in some ways. And I know, and you know how the internet works, is that mob mentality. All it takes is the one person to start. And all of a sudden, people are like, you know what? I always felt that too. And then before you know it, it's like a domino effect. Yeah, yep. And then everyone just chimes in on how they agreed and this, that, and the other. So, of course, I didn't feel good about that because I was like, whoa, it's crazy how this just like flies open. So instead of feeling bad about it, I know my intention. So I hit her up. And I was like, hey, I just saw your post, you know, and I'm sorry that what I've written has triggered you in a way to feel like you needed to write this post. But I really wish you would have at least given me the option of going back and forth with me so that maybe you could give me perspective I wasn't aware of, instead of assuming that I'm this person that you automatically thought I was. I'm human, too. You know what I mean? Maybe you could teach me something if I misunderstood. But you took the route of attack. And I don't see how that's going to help you grow. And I don't see how that's going to help me grow. And then she hit me back and was just kind of shocked, I think, that I like wrote to her, you know. And I wasn't like, bitch, what are you talking about me on the internet? Yeah,
my thoughts right now.
Because she wrote a whole post that had a lot of likes. Like, you're basically trying to knock me on the internet and you don't really know me. So we went back and forth for a while. And before you knew it, it was resolved. And she took down the post. She wrote back that she apologized, that it actually had nothing to do with me. It was her own triggers with her weight. And seeing me post my abs and all these other girls with their transformations just made her feel a way. And she just decided to attack me for it. But we went back and forth like adults. So,
still a hater.
Things like
can
that.
Can I say it or
you,
no?
Yes, you absolutely.
No, I'm not. Only out of respect for your brand. Out of respect for your brand.
Oh, wait. I don't
I'm
know
not
what
I don't say what I want to say right now.
No, say it.
No, because I don't even want to put that negativity.
Okay, actually, wait. No, never mind. I take back
so
giving
much,
him the green light.
I'm not going to say that. Because
himself.
It's such a beautiful ending to a story, right? And so, like, we need to just float in that.
No, yes. But I like that you guys, when you disagree, because it gives me.
No, I completely agree. I just want to get her. And so I was going to say something really mean.
No, what you have done is great. And it is awesome and amazing. But that is still the definition of a hater.
I mean, she's a hater.
That was still a hater.
You just
fixed
a hater.
Right.
So
haters,
like she ain't
haters
one
exist.
No more.
You just happen to be able to turn them around.
She ain't a hater no more.
But I think some people just don't know how to deal with their emotions. And they lash out.
So they turn to hate.
And they lash out.
So they haters.
But I in no way say that we should accept that kind of treatment because someone doesn't know how to deal with their emotions. I agree. Sometimes you need to check people. I've had people come at me way different. You know, that have said
And if you don't
want
to check them, friend, you can send one of us their way to do it for you.
No, but my
way
of checking
is different,
though.
I'm not
going to
check you, but
though.
I'm just going ahead and pass this baton.
See, but my way of checking, because I don't think checking someone has to be aggressive. It never has to be aggressive. I can genuinely be like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the situation? Because clearly the way you're coming at me has nothing to do with me. And if it does, let's talk about it.
Like at work. You know, it's like the way you check somebody at work.
Yeah.
Like that.
Because you know you're going to... The thing is, these people are still there. Like, it's a human. So for me, it's like, I'm not going to come at you crazy. I'd rather just know what it is so we can fix it or not. But
I work
in
a restaurant, so I'm just sitting
here
like...
But here's the thing, though. There is a guy, and I think his name is Jerome. I can't remember his full name. Next time, I'm going to get his full name. Because I think we need to talk to this dude. He leaves a mean comment after every episode. And I'm like... Why are you still listening to us if you hate us so
Shout
much?
Shout out to Jerome.
So, hey, Jerome, a moment if I may.
He's like,
actually, no, don't give him too much, though, because I feel bad because there's so many people that leave so many great comments,
amazing
so I don't want to give
comments.
Him too much.
And we
so.
Don't want to highlight Jerome, but my thing is there are people that I don't understand. You hate us. We suck. You think we're stupid. You don't want to listen, but you leave a comment every week. Are you subscribed? I don't get it. It's like,
if you subscribe,
we got
thanks
the point,
for listening.
Jerome. You hate us. Fabulous. Please go listen to someone else.
Don't go
enjoy.
Attacking Jerome in the comments either. Don't give him no shine.
Go ahead and get his ass.
Okay.
Yo.
Well,
anyway,
hold
like,
on. Get him again.
Get him again. Get him for me. I just think that I don't know. If you guys have suggestions, if you guys have suggestions and things that you would like for us to include in the show, we're more than open and receptive
yes.
to those, as long as they are issued properly and with tact.
Yes.
Don't,
yes.
Don't come into our emails and comments telling us. Y'all need to do this, or
remember
y'all should
that we're
do
human.
This.
We're,
right.
We're, this is still pretty much a new venture for us,
yes.
too. We're only, 4 months in?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we're finding our rhythm.
I like the way this conversation is going.
It is,
yes.
It is totally, totally a thing that I'm interested in, to entertain new ideas and new concepts for the show. Because remember, this started as something that we created to help people and to help ourselves, too. So it's got to change and grow as we change and grow, right? So we cool with that. Just don't try to fucking tell us what to do.
Right.
Don't come into the comments and the emails and shit telling us y'all need to, y'all should have, or y'all ain't, y'all better not. Like, you wouldn't say that to me in person, so it's not okay to say it to me in text.
Right.
Other than that, send us new ideas. Send us things that you liked that we've done once or twice that haven't been consistent. We'll make them consistent. Send us those types of suggestions because we're totally open to it. We just want this show to stay fun and effective and impactful.
Yeah.
And as long as it does those three things, we'll be happy. And of course, we want opportunities to make a little shmoney. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like we
that
want
shmoney.
That too, you know?
What do you like?
Yeah.
A whole lot of friends on it before you get it started.
And these two girls were going back and forth under my Instagram, and they gave really constructive advice. They felt that the mashup episodes we did could have been better organized. And I actually, the mm-hmm. stuff that they said, I totally agreed with mm-hmm. because the Friend Zone is a very particular show, and
right.
I know that people were hoping to get Kid Fury and Crystal to come on and kind of delve into deeper conversations, and they were hoping that us coming on to The Read would have had a different effect. And I totally agree. That's why I was lost that the show had started.
Yeah, me too, but here's
but,
the thing that
no,
people...
No, but here's the
okay.
thing. I also felt people have to be more understanding that it was the holidays. We want to have fun. Things aren't always going to be so strict. And, you know,
right.
clearly we were laughing. So it was a good time for us. A lot of people enjoyed it. It's actually was one of our fastest growing episodes because I think it was a playfulness that, you know, isn't always so present. And it's I think people need to leave room for the different complexities that personalities
yeah.
offer.
And
you
I
know?
Just want to say, like, be open sometimes. Like, when things are changing or they're different or they're not what you used to, just sometimes be open to what might be happening.
Absolutely.
Because I don't think any of us really knew what was going to happen last week. And we just all went with it. We were just like, okay, we're just going to do this shit. And, like, we're just friends. Like, podcasting doesn't necessarily have to be a format. Because at first, we weren't really doing a format on some of it. We just were switching it up. So, like, as we learn and we grow, it's just cool to, like, evolve together. And I think that when people do certain things, there might be something behind it. There might not be. But we just want to put out our stuff and be creative. And like Dustin said, you know, we'll love or be more than happy to highlight the things that you guys like. Just do it in a constructive way. Because we love that shit. Whenever I see people, and y'all know, if y'all comment and tell the truth, when I see people in person, I always ask, like, what do you like about the show? What do you want to hear us talk about? Like, I always say that when I talk to people.
Well, also, I think that it needs to be remembered that a podcast in its concept is a conversation that you're sitting back listening to. So just because we may not have necessarily focused on our listeners last week, you were damn sure entertained and you were given the opportunity to be an audience, which is what you are as a listener. You're the way it works is you sit there
don't
and you listen
shame
to
now.
Us talking and having a conversation
so
in the studio. And that's exactly what we did. We sat down as friends. And so you got authenticity. We sat down as friends and talked shit and laughed.
Well,
and
no,
everyone's personality had an opportunity to be present. Why that is offensive to someone, I'll never know.
I don't think
but
that was
offensive.
But guess
what there needs to be? There is variation sometimes to things. Every week, we're not going
to
spend 2.23 minutes on one thing this
y'all,
week and
Dustin
7 minutes next. We're not going to do any of that.
Look.
So don't expect, and this is my problem, don't expect every week the same thing out of everybody. The things that make our personalities dynamic is what you like in the first place. So allow us the movement. And not even allow us, understand that there's going to be movement. That's what you need to understand. You leaving us a comment or telling us you don't like something in a rude and nasty tone is completely pointless, and it'll actually make a nigga like me do it even more just to get back at you. So don't do that to us. If you have something you want to message, do it right. Otherwise, you can keep it to yourself. And that's just how that works. So if you didn't like it last week, that just wasn't for you.
If you're still subscribed to us after listening to this episode, that means you truly love the friend zone. I would unsubscribe after this episode. Y'all are some assholes.
I wouldn't. I would look, change. I would change.
You like how I said,
like,
y'all.
You know what? That was kind of stupid.
I know somebody going to comment and say, I can't believe Asante called friend an asshole. Somebody going to say that. I'm like, damn.
No, the comments are pretty constructive.
Yeah, most of
I was actually like, yay.
I feel bad that it started to go that way because most of the comments are actually really good. Like, we get a lot of people that, like, enjoy certain, like, staples in every episode. And I really fuck with that because it's cool to come here every week and do this. And so to know that there are certain things that people pick up on that we do every week, it is dope. And I do appreciate that. And I don't want people to think because we've switched it up or we will switch it up or going to switch it up, it means that we are trying to get away from whatever your idea of the friend zone is. We just want to be able to, you know, express ourselves the best way possible. And we want to please as many of you as possible as well.
Yeah. And one thing I would say, sorry to interrupt you just because I wanted to tap on that point, is that I think one thing that as a creator you will struggle with, and I'm sure those of you listening, whether you're a creator or not, is that there will be a tug of war when you're making things mm-hmm. based on what you want to do and what you know is popular. Mm. And as well, when you're working under people, they have specific expectations too. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a numbers game. This is, you know, and okay. That's just the reality of it. So we are trying to find the balance. We wanted to do this wellness and we focused on it and talk about heavier things. And it meant the world to us to not just be another pop culture podcast. You know, but then we also had to realize a lot of people are at work. Not everyone wants to be heavy all the time. So we had to kind of flip it and be like, okay, well, how do we introduce the deeper conversations and layers while also being ourselves and being a little bit playful? So that's why we kind of started changing the dynamics and the textures, I guess, of the different types of conversations. And then, but then we got too playful and then some people felt like, okay, we're missing the deeper layers. So it's like, okay, now we just trying to figure out how to balance it. And it's going to keep changing. It's going to keep evolving until the three of us feel that we have found the right rhythm. The numbers are good. Our producers are happy. And then once we find that all those elements have meshed well, you know, that's all we're trying to do. So the criticisms you guys send our way have been, some have been a little shady, some have been constructive, but all of them have been helpful because we're listening. And thank you to those who genuinely want to see us grow.
And honestly, thank you for everybody that comments.
I love y'all. I read them all.
Even if you comment every week negatively, the fact that you listen to this show every week, thank you for that. Because that's, like, if I didn't like something, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I wouldn't thank anyone for commenting.
I mean, I'm just saying, not even the fact that they comment negatively, but the fact that they're like, I may not like your comment, but kind of the friend in me, just to say that you're going to take the time to, like, really analyze the content that I'm putting out.
Right.
And whether you agree or disagree with it, I don't really care. But the fact that you're really sitting here thinking about, like, what we're doing and that you want to comment every week
is
crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, also, not crazy in a bad way. It's, like, cool. Yeah. So thank you.
And also, your mama. Nigga. No, I'm just playing. I'm not really playing. No.
It's cool that we can have an episode like this because we're going into the new year. So.
And I'm not taking none of that bullshit into the new year. I'm telling you now.
So we just
2016 for me, and I mean this. 2016 for me is the year of stopping. Well, actually, people, like hashtag. Well, actually, those motherfuckers. 2016 is the year of me stopping them in their tracks.
Right.
And I mean that in every facet of my life, because I am 100% sure that I'm trying.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well said.
I'm trying. I'm working on myself. I'm really putting forth effort into being better. I'm creating. I'm trying to put out things that are entertaining but also substantive. You know what I'm saying? And so I know I'm doing my part. So when people bring that bullshit to me, I'm telling you now, like, it's a brick wall for real for all of 2016 and the rest of my days thereafter. Four score and 40 years later. I don't give a damn forever.
No, I actually think that's really helpful. And for people who find themselves in my headspace of trying to see the good, and, you know, there'll be a lot of negativity, or sometimes you're just like, wow, this is pointless trying to find the good, you know. But I will say this. One thing that I'm going into next year that'll be my lesson, I think, being on this podcast and just being online the past couple of years, is to not play small just because you're fearful, you know. I know that I'm someone that can be misunderstood. You know, people think I'm a gimmick. I've had people, my own friends have come up to me and said the people in their lives have asked them, is she for real? Like, she's really like that? Or is this like an act? Did she just create this really, like,
that's how, you
know,
dope you are.
And it's a hard position to be in, because I've worked hard to, I'm not saying I've worked hard to be this person, because this is who I am,
just
but
be
I've,
you,
I've
yeah.
worked hard to just be someone who, no matter how much is thrown my way, I've stayed calm.
Yep.
So the calmness has been a real journey for me, because I haven't always been like this. I've always been very emotional and pulled by people's ideas of me, and a lot of my own dreams and things I've ruined on my own because of people being in my ear. And it's been such a lesson. So this is who I am. Yes, I am this nice. Yes, I am this calm.
Yes.
Yes, I am this wellness person, and I'm always going to be it. Yes, Asante and Dustin, we're all different. Yes, we're still friends. Yes, we're still going to do this podcast, and it's still going to work, and it's going to be amazing. And somehow we make it work together, even though we're different. Sorry if you think I'm a gimmick. I really am this person. And I think what I'm learning is to just be very comfortable in who I am, regardless of if people don't understand it.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Yes. And you can't, and never play too humble. For those of you who are like me, don't play humble to the point of humiliation. That's
that's a word.
My friend Hasna, who I think if you're,
I felt it.
Her name is That Girl Haz on Twitter. She's one of my biggest mentors and inspirations. And she said that to me. She was like, you play small because you're trying so hard to be so nice and understood that you're playing yourself. Just be you. If they get it, they do. If they don't, that's fine too. They'll get it at some point. And that's that. So no more playing small in 2016, you guys. Those who get it are the people you should be around, because we're here to be amazing. And those who don't get it, I'm sorry you don't. I hope you find someone that you do, though. And stop knocking the ones that you don't get, because we're trying to do something. Like Dustin said, we're working, we're creating. Stop knocking people that just want
to
be great.
I thought you was finna be like, and listen to me, my ghetto ass. I thought you was finna be like, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. My parents did a great job educating me. I was reading when I was 2 years old.
Man,
however, what I was going to say was, I thought you were going to say, and like Dustin said, your mama.
That would have been perfect.
That would have been
gonna
perfect.
I was going to get up and do a praise then.
Yo, we could have just cut the episode
Man,
right then. And
pull the plug. Happy New Year. That's
the grand piano.
For real.
No, seriously, you guys, no more playing small. Like,
yes.
And whoever you are, if you're listening, whatever your path is, whatever it is that you're working on, no more playing small. If
Rise
someone
up.
Doesn't get it, it's okay. I'm going through it too.
Yes.
This has been a year of that, and we're going to be all right.
We going to be all right. I'm telling you.
In the words of Kendrick Lamar.
Come on.
Shout out to K Dot.
Shout out. That's
Asante,
right.
What's your
I don't have no lesson. Life is hard. You keep going, and shit's gonna happen. Not even in a bad way. Like, just know life is hard. You keep going, and shit's gonna happen.
No,
it can be great
shit.
It can be bad shit. Shit is going to happen. That's all I can tell you. Because there are some days where I'm just like, why did I leave my house?
That's why that bumper sticker has been wildly successful. Have you guys ever seen that bumper sticker that says, shit happens?
Yes.
It's always on people's.
Yeah,
and
always.
It's been around for years since my childhood.
It's the reality.
That's
of
what
it
is.
It's the reality. It's exactly it.
And like you, and like Asante just said, why did I leave my house? One of the biggest things I learned is the beginning of this year, I was like, God, it's just so much negativity. And I was in my house a lot. Asante would tell you, I'm always home because I kind of resolved it in my head that the only way that I as a person was going to be okay is if I was a bit of a recluse and just sort of stayed away from people. And I get
then you
it.
Started stepping out.
And there's a part of you that should be spend a lot of time alone. And because I noticed that the more time I'm alone, the more energy I have. It's almost like I don't have to worry about anybody else's thoughts and energies. And I'm actually stronger when I'm alone. But you can't be a hobbit for the rest of your life.
You absolutely
it's like
cannot.
Charging your iPhone, but if you leave it on the charger too long,
you kill your
the
battery.
Motherfucking battery go down.
Yeah. Okay.
That's exactly what it
right.
is.
Right, so my home is my charger. So I'll stay there, but I also had to find a way to find that middle ground where, okay, I'm not going to be away from humans forever to survive. This
right.
doesn't work, you know? And so that's why I say, I'll read the comments. I'll deal with the negativity because the reality is you're not going to be able to avoid that forever.
And you don't know what you're going to find in the comments. You might find money in the comments because to what I was saying, some days I'm like, why did I leave my house? But other days I'm like, I don't want to go home. Because
mm-hmm.
when you have those days, it's like everything that you have been doing. Like when you really stop and take a look at the moment, you just be like, damn, like I'm here right now. Like, I'm here with y'all doing this fucking podcast.
In the moment.
And like, we're going into a new year, about to have a whole new plethora of shit to share with folks.
Yay.
Song.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Song.
What is it?
Okay. This is totally a plug, but whatever. So last week, I was really, really excited to go see The Color Purple on Broadway.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I went as a guest of BroadwayBlack.com.
Yes.
Shout out to Broadway website. Black, Andrew
yeah.
Shade.
Super dope website that focuses on all things of color relative to theater and Broadway.
Beautiful.
So I went, great, amazing seats. Everyone did a fantastic job. The performances were outstanding. I'm a huge Jennifer Hudson fan, so of course I was in heaven with that. She played the hell out of Suge Avery. She had she played Suge with like a little bit of hoe, but a little bit of humble. You know what I'm saying? Like it was just a perfect balance of like hoe and humble. Her Suge Avery was amazing. And then, but who I was most impressed with was Danielle Brooks from
yeah.
Orange is the New Black. Shout out to my friend Dasha Polanco, who also plays on Orange is the New Black. But anyway, Danielle Brooks played Sophia, and I knew that she was a Juilliard grad, so she was classically trained, essentially. And she acted. I was really impressed by her singing and her vocals. They were huge. And she really gave Sophia, like, attitude. But her acting, she played the hell out of Sophia. She remained in character from the moment she walked
She's
on the stage.
She's my favorite on Orange is the New Black.
Oh, my God. Like she
stands out to
what
me.
What is it without Tasty, okay?
Every episode.
Her performance was outstanding. But that being said, the song, because Asante kept saying we were here, I'm here. I'm here is the huge show-stopping number that whoever plays Silly performs every night in the production. And the notes are so big and huge. And I was also lucky enough to see it when Fantasia was playing Silly a couple years ago. And so go on YouTube, look up Fantasia, I'm Here. And there's going to be several live versions, but there's one that a fan took sneaking and being a coon in the audience at The Color Purple, recording it on their phone. But I'm so glad they did because Fantasia was knocking it out the park.
Cute.
And it's so funny because you can hear the people in the row saying, "Sing, Tasia! Sing! That's right! Sing, Fantasia!"
Oh,
mind you,
they're
supposed to be looking at CLE, but they're excited to see Fantasia, so
right.
I understand. And it's just really good. So, but that's our song.
Yes.
I gotta look it up. So today's wellness,
mm-hmm.
Just because it is the end of the year.
I was
going to give you guys some tips on crystal management, because a lot of you because a lot of you really went and bought the crystals.
All right.
Oh my God, all
See?
The pictures. Someone wrote like a whole post, but we're gonna actually do that next week because I think this will be better suited for being the last episode of 2015.
Oh, so
okay.
Yeah, okay.
So
okay.
I'm gonna put Asante and Dustin on the spot. They both looked at me like, bitch.
You think you're going to put me on this?
And I want to ask, we're going to have some questions. Look at Dustin.
Is this the icebreaker or the wellness tip? Which one is this? What we're doing? What's about to happen?
I promise it won't be too scary.
Because I feel like I'm butt naked in front of everybody right now. Like, that's
what
it feel like.
That's what the friend zone is. Let's peel some layers real quick. Dustin.
Yes, friend.
In 2015.
Yes.
Tell us the three things you learned about yourself that you absolutely love, that you feel are going to propel you as a person and career-wise, just as a whole, for next year and in life. And tell us the three things you discovered about yourself that you do not like, that have completely held you back, that were hard to face, and what your plans are on improving them for the next year.
Ooh.
And I want everyone listening to take out your journals, because we are going to do some digging right now, because we're going into the new year, y'all. And like we said, this is our last year being broke.
That's right.
This is our last year being held back.
That's right.
And this is our last year playing small.
That's
so
right.
Let's do it. Dustin?
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm glad she asked you first.
Okay. Church. So, all right, so the three things that I do not like, that I have learned about myself that I do not like, and I just can't, you know, move forward with. These might be, my answers may mirror, you know, or I don't know, whatever. I might say the opposite when I get ready to tell the good shit, because that's like a lesson learned. Kinda.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so I have a very hard time telling myself no when it comes to a want, okay? And that can manifest itself in a lot of different areas of my life. And I hate that, because it makes me more vulnerable than I would like to be. It makes me invest time and energy into things that are not fruitful. It makes me it makes me react quicker than I would like to sometimes, or in ways that are more aggressive than I would like to, or my intentions are. You know what I mean? That kind of shit. Because I just satisfy my immediate desire. And so I got to cut that shit out. And so I've been working hard not to be like that in my personal relationships, financially, in confrontation management, if that's even a thing, you know, and all that kind of shit. And like conflict resolution, everything I've just been putting. So I guess a good thing that I like about myself is that I've been putting thought and effort into my part or my portion of every situation I'm in my life.
Growth.
So I've been really recognizing my responsibilities, and I've been acting on them. I do not like people telling me what to do, and I don't like that about myself, because sometimes I need to accept help and instruction because it's quite, you know, it's beneficial. I also don't like somebody feeling like they can tell me what to do. And so I have been very, I've just refused a lot of input that probably would have helped me out in different situations. So
that's real.
Moving forward, I'm going to have a bigger listening ear. So what I'm happy about is that I've learned how to separate my personal feelings from what is deserving of like prioritization. So it's not always important how I'm made to feel in a situation. It's much more important to get what I need out of it. And so I've been trying to and working really hard, and I've gotten good at being able to separate the two and do what needs to be done, as opposed to, you know, what I immediately want to do or whatever, which is kind of like what I said the first time, but y'all have been listening. See, y'all know what the fuck I mean. I also, what I like about myself is that I am very clean, like in my home. You know what I mean? I keep a very clean house, bathroom, kitchen, all that shit. Everything is where it needs to be. I'm a guy, like I'm a nigga, so it'd be like socks and like sweats and shit. But I keep them in the hamper though. You know what I'm saying? Till it's time for me to do my laundry, whatever. I'm mad clean. What I don't like is that I'm judgmental of other people who are not. Even right. Sometimes like people that I love, I catch myself being like, and I'm not talking about like nobody in this room or nobody that I live with or nothing like that. I'm just saying like people that I care about, sometimes I judge them for not being as meticulously clean, you know, but I don't like being a judgmental person. So I'm stopping myself from doing that. I hope I've given you 3 and 3. So a total of 6. I'm not sure if I have, but that's about as much open as my shutters are gonna be. Okay.
But you didn't tell us how you plan on improving how those weak improving parts.
Okay, so like I'm going to be very, very observant, and I'm going to evaluate every situation that I'm placed in moving forward in 2016. So I'm going to be aware of all the moving pieces to situations, and I'm going to do what works best for me and everybody that is involved per se. You know what I mean? Just how can we be, how can this be more advantageous for myself and everybody involved or affected? That's how I'm going to change all the shit about me that I name that I don't like, because I feel like if I just stay in control of what I do, sometimes that can sway the energy or the decisions that other people make, because they may be reacting to my behavior and I may not be recognizing where my behavior will trigger or make somebody do some shit that pisses me off. Mm. So maybe it's me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I have to look in the mirror and say, self, maybe it's your black ass, and, you know, so it's, but you have to do that sometimes.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm going to do moving forward. And you know what else? I'm going to try my best to eat right and eat better. I am the one who Asante knows, put an egg on mine, put cheese on mine, you know.
He be throwing extra salt on there.
Onion powder.
Yo, you should watch him with his, the salt shaker. The salt shaker, watch him.
He's like,
okay, well, you know, I was going to make the point, nigga. I didn't need necessarily to add on no layers.
Well, there you go.
Damn. But anyway, so I take it off the record.
Ain't
you don't
working
know
on
this.
Yourself?
So.
He said, damn.
So, but no, I'm really going to try to eat better because I want to peak physically very soon.
I remember you said you want to
be you have been talking about
the best shape of your life.
Yeah, and so I'm really working forward. I'm moving forward, rather. I'm really working on changing my eating habits for the better and just making, like, my physical health a priority, like the main priority. Like, I'm talking before my even career and any of that. I want my fitness to be number one for me moving forward in 2016.
I hear that.
So that's it, because it's time to just look good and feel good. You know,
I hear that.
I'm the type of guy who I want to be able to just wear like a pair of jeans and a fitted white t-shirt and some penny loafers every day. But in order to wear something that simple, your body has to like wear
stand
the clothes.
Out.
And so that's what I want to do. I don't want to compromise that. So me trying to be better and smarter, I said, well, you know what? Maybe if I keep my shit together, you know, I can dress like that. So I knew that my physical health had to be a priority. So that's what I'm going to do. Classic shit, but not in like the classic man, you know, tie and paisley and, you know,
paisley.
Petticoat junction bush. I'm not wearing all that. I mean, just classic looks like timeless James
just
Dean.
Just like a clean,
the Fonz,
yeah.
You know, shit like that.
Cute.
Go ahead, Asante. Picante.
Asante.
Woke up in a new
Fran,
Bugatti.
Isn't it your turn?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
She asked us. She heard it.
Don't try to buy time.
See, Fran, a hater.
She don't know what that is, right? I got my hater blockers on. So can I have the question one more time, Ms. Trebek?
What are three things you learned about yourself that you absolutely love and think will help you propel everything, your personal brand, your personal evolution, just you as a whole for next year and beyond? And then tell us what are the three things you realize actually hold you back and you don't necessarily like about yourself that you will improve next year and beyond that.
But what if I just acknowledge them and I'm not going to improve them? Does that count? No, okay.
That'd be hard.
Well, because, you know, real talk, you do acknowledge, like, so 2015, I have acknowledged and just have been able to look at a lot of things about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are things I've just been like, okay, well, that's not going to change for a while, you know, like realistically. But then there are some things where, I guess, to your question, three of the things that I don't like about myself that I want to change. One is I'm very passive.
Mm.
And I've been trying to be a little bit less passive. Like, I've been trying, like, not necessarily insert myself more, but I've been trying to identify what I see as passive and why I feel that's passive and, you know, how to not be passive. And I've been taking those steps and I'm going to try to do it more next year because I really want to insert myself in a way where my presence is there. And one of the things that I like about myself is that I have it. Like, I know it's stupid to say that, but everybody has something, right? And we're all looking for something. We're all trying to see if we have this something. And I already have it. So it's like, why would you be so passive and, you know, just let so much go when you already have what you feel like you might be looking for? And like, once you've delved inside and you just feel like you kind of have that something as opposed to just running around already looking for it. And I feel like that's how we get lost. Over the past few years, I've been focused on what I feel like the story should be, how I'm going to live in it. And so it's like, where do I find myself in that story? It's like, I have it. So I'm just in the story. I'm just going to be. So that's really what I want to focus on as far as like that I love about myself. I have it already. Another thing that I don't like is that I'm so petty. And I do like it, but I don't like it because it means that I've lost control. Like, that's how I viewed it. I viewed, you don't feel like sometimes when you've been, you know what I'm talking about? When you're being petty, you've lost control. It's satisfying as fuck. Like, being petty is so much fun and it feels so good.
Dustin is over here dying laughing.
But it's really not a good thing to be petty. You laughing because you know that being petty is not a good thing. Why are you laughing?
Well, first of all, you are a moron.
Why?
Second of all, because you know why.
No, you've always looked around. Well, I've always looked around and can just identify when I'm being petty and when I'm being an asshole. Mm-hmm. But this year, more often than ever, I've realized. See? It's not on purpose.
And it's so bad that even to this day he tickled. Look at him just tickled, rolling, cracking up.
And but that's one thing that I like about myself is that I can.
It's good petty. Award-winning petty. You're going to be the first nigga to win an Academy Award for being petty. The statue going to have the hip out. That's going to be the petty.
From your
the petty
list
Oscar do like this.
To the Lord's.
I hate y'all.
Imagine a fucking Oscar statue posed like it's taking a picture at the club. That's how your award going.
No, look. But for real, I realized at one of my tables how petty I am. And I was just standing there like, why am I being petty? This is a situation where it's just work. So I had to simplify what it is that I'm doing because it's not my career. And yes, a job has to get done and I've been hired and paid to do something. But that doesn't mean I have to pour all of my emotions into that motion at the time. And so I feel like when I'm being petty, even though like I'm being witty as fuck at the time or I enjoyed or whatever, I'm putting a lot more into that petty than I realize.
It deserves, is what you're saying. Yeah.
And not even that it deserves, but then I even realize, because mm-hmm. sometimes you petty as fuck and that shit's funny as hell afterwards. And it's like, all right, fuck that. But then it's like I had a good ass laughing at some bullshit when I could have just been doing whatever else, or like, you know, you just be doubled over on some petty bullshit. And it was satisfying in the moment, but it doesn't help, you right. know? I think that's why you couldn't view haters. It doesn't help to view people as haters.
Right.
And so that kind of digs into my petty. Am I 2-2?
2-2, yeah.
So I got to give you one more thing I don't like about myself.
What's that shit you
that I'm
going to
change?
Like?
You know what? To go into petty, I don't like how much I give out to other people, how much of myself I give to other people. So I'm changing next year by, I hate to be simple and say I'm becoming more selfish, but I'm going to put more effort into myself than into others. And it's not to say that I'm going to stop putting into others. I'm the type of person I will always just give to others. Like, I can't help it. But next year, for sure, I'm definitely going to spend way more time putting stuff into myself because I want to do projects with other people. I want to, you know, help other people with their stuff. But if I focused on the stuff that I'm doing, I feel like people will see that they see that you're doing your own thing and they'll help you with your stuff and that will, you know, help them with their stuff. And it's like a give and take. And I think that's a great thing to look into. But as far as right now is, I need to get to that temple of self and focus on that. So people can go on ahead and get help. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like you don't even realize how much time you spend giving to other people. Like sometimes, or how much time I spend giving to other people, and not even in a negative or regretful way. It's just,
or a nasty way. You're not talking about sex.
Definitely not talking. Well, you know, if somebody wanted to relate it to sex, you know.
No, but you know, a lot of the times
it might not be fulfilling.
We spend time trying to save others to avoid having to spend time saving ourselves. That's something I've learned. You know, I've spent a lot of time pouring into people just to not have to face myself because it's just easier.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's an easier escape. So I feel you on that.
Which leads me into how I'm going to fix that is I'm determined to work on myself. But I one thing that I discovered about myself that I do like is how determined I am.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, for a very long time, just say, damn, like, what am I doing? Okay. I guess you didn't have that determination to keep doing whatever. But then I had to like look back and say, I've done all these different things and I've, you know, I have so much more to show for it. That's why I feel so good. And I'm always ready to be so good and give and do whatever. And that's why I just feel like I'm doing the right things. Like I'm in the right place. And I like that about myself. I like the fact that I feel like I'm on track. I like that I have it.
Right. And I, you have, because you've been buying all the books and the stones. And I see more of an effort, like an intentional effort.
And you know, you triggered that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
This is, if I would, you're, it's my ode to Fran. Like,
yes. I'm not even crying.
Not even being crazy. I can't remember the, like, one of the first few times we met, I just was like, there's something about this chick. Like, and there was just always been something about you. And not even because of who you are, but it's because of what you do when you're with someone else. Like, you don't judge. You don't try. You just are.
Fran is one person who is completely present anytime she's around other people.
In every moment.
Or at least that's how it feels when you're around you, because maybe you're not. But it feels like you are always 100% there.
Right.
And you're adaptable. And Asante is 100% right. It's just something about you. I had no idea about HeyFranHey.com. I had no idea that you had a YouTube channel.
Well, good.
I didn't know any of that. I just knew that we were at this event and this really pretty girl was getting all the jokes and laughing. And like it wasn't even so much that you were cracking jokes. You were just there and cracking up. And your energy was just good, and she was all pretty and stuff.
Right.
And
so it was really just like that moment.
It was just like, this girl is the shit, and you just had this really cool, like, and I think that was like your calmness or whatever. You just had a really present coolness.
Right.
And so I know exactly what you're talking about. And then I go on to find out that you got, you know, an empire also. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, I'm like, God damn. Like, okay. Like, I see this.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah.
And it's so hard for me to remember that, you know, you have that empire. Like, it's so, like, recognizable that you do, but like, because you are just so you,
yep,
and you're so focused on
low key, just
you want to help so many people, but it's because of what you have done for the work for yourself. Like, you're trying to share that, and that's why I really, when I sit up here and I do this show and I act the way that I act, like, I don't want to do that, it's because I don't, but I know that you are genuinely trying to, like, as my friend, help me.
Right.
That's why I do it, and that's why I'm like, okay, I'll do whatever you want, friend.
Oh, yay.
You could call me tomorrow, ask me for $1 million. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but you will possibly
we'll
have
it.
$1 million at some point when you would need it.
Can I have $1 million?
No.
Damn, I thought
you ain't got the right. Your chakras ain't aligned.
Well, they side by side.
They're not by my side, okay?
Y'all are so, well, thank you for the words. I appreciate that. Well, I guess it's my turn. The three things. I think the first thing I'd say that I had to learn about myself was I have to stop dating people that I have to raise.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Go ahead, friend.
Because I am.
Does that mean you're a cougar?
I am so.
No,
a cougar,
I'm just kidding.
Right?
A mountain lion.
Leopard.
But the sad thing is when you date someone older, thinking that you won't have to deal with that and you still have to raise them. It's taught me a lot, you know? So because of that, I really feel like I am such a loving person. I find the best in everyone, which is an amazing quality, but it's also a tough quality to have, because you know, it's hard for me to distinguish between someone that is pretending to want better and someone who actually wants better. And I usually give in to either side, and I end up being okay with replacing someone's bad relationship with their mom or their negative view of women. And then I feel this desire to be the one to show them something different and to change it and pretty much raise them out of, you know, the whatever awful childhood they have that may have skewed their view of relationships and women. And there's a part of me that I don't regret it. I think all the men that I've come across, they're doing so well now. They're better. They treat women better. And it's amazing. But it's like a part of myself where it's like, why do I feel that I'm the one that has to walk through the fire all the time to get someone to see life differently? And then they do. And a lot of the times it has nothing to do with me once they get it, you know, because we're already out of the picture. And, you know, it's sort of a weird thing because it's also the good in me and also the bad. I don't know if it's the bad. I'm torn with that, to be honest, because
right,
a lot of people get in my ear like, you shouldn't be like this. But if I don't feel bad being that person, I don't know if that's a bad thing. But
right,
then it's, but at the same time, because I want to give so much of myself, I don't have a stopwatch. You know, I just will keep going because I feel that I'm so infinite. I don't really feel I'll ever be depleted. But then it's like, is that naive of me?
No, bitch, you are powerful. Do you hear these words you are saying?
Because seriously, I've never walked out of a relationship feeling like I will never do this again. I'm always like, that didn't work, you know, but there's more. There's always more. And I don't know if that's me being naive or me being great. I really can't distinguish
sometimes. That
is you
being great.
You know, so.
And I love that. I admire. No, for real. Like, so I admire that.
I'm trying to understand that about myself, not let people be in my ear like, I would never let a dude treat me like that. Okay, I understand you wouldn't. But look who he is now. I just had to be the one to pull it out of him. And I'm in no way saying to you women and men listening that you should take a bunch of shit from people because you're going to change them. Because a lot of times you don't change them. Right. You can't really change anyone. They have to want to change. But I have been the catalyst for a lot of people's change. So it's in front of me. So I cannot sit here and act like it's not a reality. But I just don't know. So that's something that I think is sort of what I'm learning about myself, whether that's the good in me or the bad in me. I have not figured it out.
It's the bad bitch in you. It's the bad bitch. No, for real, it takes a bad bitch to be able to walk away from something and say, you know what, at least you left a better person.
Right.
Because I'm going to be good. There's more for me out there.
Right.
It's a very mature perspective.
Right.
Very mature.
That's the bad bitch in you. So I'm taking that into 2016 with me.
So, you know, that's what I'm learning. Yes. Trying to figure that out. And then as far as my career, like I said before, the bigger that my brand is getting, I'm so happy. I'm so blessed that so many people connect. You know, when you guys send me pictures of crystals and stuff, it's hard for me to talk about stuff like that online and on the podcast. Cause I know people like, here she goes with this, you know, fake science or pseudo bullshit, whatever people say about me. But it's like, all I'm doing is just telling you what's worked for me because I feel like, how could I not? You know, if it sounds so weird that a crystal gave me abundance, I'm sorry that it sounds weird. I know that it sounds weird. But if it did, how could I hold that back from you and it possibly changing your life the way it changed mine? You know, like, I just feel like I have to be okay with the fact that I do have information that's unconventional to the masses. And I do have a personality that might come across as you know, people being unsure, like, can someone really be this way? And it's like, I have to stop playing small. And like I said before, that's probably going to be the biggest thing for me next year. And you know, I'm so thankful that Asante and Dustin were like, yo, come be in the podcast with us. Because I was like, no way. There's no way. I said no. Luckily, they were patient with me.
Fran thought that she was not going to be on the friend zone.
No, I couldn't do it.
It wasn't even the friend. We should just tell all the secrets. It wasn't even the friend zone then. No, not even all that. No, because people just thought that we was like a girl group put together or some bullshit. But it wasn't even the friend zone. When we had Fran on, we just said, we going to do this shit. And then Fran was like, no. And we said, yes, you are. We'll figure out what we're doing when you do it. Like, because it's going to be an organic thing.
Right.
And now look at you.
And I really felt that I didn't fit. And I told them that. And I'm one of those people, I know who I am. I know my role. I don't try to fit where I don't fit. And I told them very honestly, you guys know your markets. They're not going to get me. They're going to find me boring. They're going to be like, wellness, what? And all these things. And the guys were like, no, friend, it's going to work. We are who we are. We're friends. How could it not work if we're friends? This is actually what we talk about. This is how we get along. These are our natural dynamics. Not everyone's going to get it, but a lot of people will. And I took the chance, I jumped in, and this is part of me trying to push myself and not feel like I have to play small just to be accepted or understood, you know, and it has worked out amazing. My brand has grown even more because of this opportunity, so I'm thankful that the guys are patient with
even
me.
I got stones and stuff like
right. So
I got stoned. No, I'm kidding. It's just jokes, right, people.
It's just jokes. So I'm thankful that the guys have been accepting of me just being who I am and coming on a platform that they essentially created, you know, and it's worked
well. We created all together.
Right, now that we've created, and those of you who have responded
this
well.
This is more of the friend zone anyway.
Stop.
A lot of them emails be just for Fran. Like, this is for Fran, blah, blah. Well, I was like, well, Fran can email you back. Like, no, I don't know.
And all the tweets and the messages and just, it's been such a cool ride. It's been a learning experience for me. And I think you know, for those of you listening, it's like we just have to really be comfortable being who we are in all situations. I am an adaptable person. You can put me in with the Reed, you can put me in with the guys, and it's like, yeah, I might not give you what they are because I'm not what they are, and that's okay. That's great. Who I am, and I'm gonna always fit because I am just that person.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And that's fine with me, and I accept it.
Shout out to everybody that is learning how to be themselves, right?
Thank you.
And you just, I hate to interrupt.
No, so please.
I just want to pin it because I was just inspired to offer up another song offering to our congregation this week. This comes from the one and only prophetess.
Oh, boy.
I'm Cash Dow.
No.
Now, let me tell you.
Prophetess.
Cash Dow is an independent is an independent female rapper out of Detroit, Michigan.
The 313.
Beautiful brown girl. Beautiful hair options and choices.
Hair
she loves
options.
All things opulent and is a gifted lyricist in her own way. She's not trying to be like anyone else. She's completely herself.
She
in
a new
her
bitch with that new shit.
Yes.
That's right.
And
fuck with
to
it.
Edify the masses even more, she has a mixtape that just became available on December 26th entitled Keisha, which is her which is part of her birth first name.
Oh, okay.
So the mixtape is titled Keisha versus Cash Dow, and it's a look at both sides of her dynamic personality. The 15 or 16 track song set opens up with the Oedipus. It opens up with I'm Cash Dow. Okay.
Intro track.
That's the intro.
I'm
it's called
Dow.
I'm Cash Dow. And it's just
I'm
her talking Dow. About how she didn't just get here and do this. This Rari ain't drop out the sky. I've been through a lot of bullshit, you know? And she said she let him know I'm Cash Dow. And it opens by saying, let's take this shit back to Keisha. How you doing, babe?
Nice to meet you.
So get that new Cash Dow. Follow her on Twitter at Cash Dow, Instagram at Cash Dow, all that. Get the new Cash Dow on mymixtapes.com and listen to track number one, I'm Cash Dow. That's your homework. Do your homework. Do your homework. Get your work done. Do your homework, damn it.
Stay out of line. Stay out of line.
You got anything to add about that project, Asante?
Yeah, I have several tracks off of the mixtape that I like. Shout out to Deb Adney back
Deb
at it because
Adney.
You know what? I needed Cash Dog.
Mama.
So Cash Dog is working with Deb Adney.
Is she her manager?
I don't know.
Yes,
I don't.
Yes,
that's official.
I've been trying to get Deb to be my manager.
Look,
I would love for Deb to be my manager
that would
too.
Be so funny.
Look, if anyone
can
could connect the friend zone
cop.
To Deb Adney.
Okay.
The DA.
The DA. The DA. She's like, who is the DA? Deb Adney.
I will just say this. Cash Dog, for this to be the project that you are leading with, I am so glad that you have allowed me to be a fan of your work.
How'd you hear about Cash Dow, Asante?
So there is this nigga from Detroit that I know, and he just likes a whole lot of ratchet shit.
Yeah, I mean, watching that video with Trina.
Yeah,
the other girl, I can't remember her name.
Chella, out of
and
Chicago.
That's her song. Yeah. That's the worst part.
Sorry.
Hey.
I mean,
positivity.
Shout out to Cash Dow. Shout out to Cash Dow.
Yep.
I just really fuck with your music, and I just would love to sit in the studio with you and talk shit and laugh. And I'm so jealous that you got to laugh with Trina, but that's how you're supposed to act when
that's
you see
right.
Trina. That was the bomb. We gotta sit down and have a Cash Dow day.
Cash Dow day. Cash Dow day.
It's Cash Dow, Cash Dow. She flew her fern from Russia. Them rag dolls. Broke her face stuck and disgusting. Bust me, she do what she wanna. Her we 400 a bundle.
Look, since we hater shaming.
Okay.
Hey, dancehall, I slap Ooh. That bitch. If you're talking too much, I might clap that bitch. Okay? I ain't talking about sleep, but I'll nap that bitch.
I ain't in the studio, but I'll rap that bitch. Shout out to Cash Dow.
Yeah. How do I come back from that?
you on the line? Here, I'm going to give you some lines. No, I'm just kidding. They would die. They'd be like, is friend rapping Cash Dow?
Okay, one last one. No, it's too wrong. We can't say it. The one about La Perla and Louboutin.
Oh, yeah, no.
But that should let y'all know everything you need to know, right?
Yeah, Cash Dow is, she's a hot female rapper. And, like, I think it's time
so
to
that's the homework.
That's the homework, yep.
Thank you, friend.
No problem. It's okay. I like the Cash Dow. Y'all were inspired because of
we
my
were.
Words.
Because you know what? It takes a certain type of person to think that mental health and
Cash Dow
don't go hand in hand. Like, it takes a certain type of person to not be able to add those two up. So if you are listening to the friend zone and you fuck with the fact that we can, you know, talk about things that make us cringe and also talk about the things that we shouldn't be watching on TV, but love to watch every week.
I mean, for us to go like, from Citrine to Cash Doll says it all.
We like the Coogee sweater of podcasts, right? You know how Coogee sweaters had all them patterns and colors intertwined, and it made sense.
I was thinking more of like a Pele jacket. Because, you know, it's got the nice leather, and then it's the real busy in the back, but it's still, like, the nice stones in the back and the design. So, like, more of, like, a Pele jacket for
well,
me.
Well, both of them was gear, so it works.
Oh, so we gear. We the both gear. We gear, so y'all need it.
Well, sidebar, for those who don't know, that was geared, and wearing gear and being geared was the hood terms for being well-dressed. So, like, if it was, like, dope clothes, like, well, I don't know about where you from, but where I'm from, it was, like, if you had, like, dope clothes or... You know, nice. That was your gear. Like, oh, you know, he be geared.
Well, you know, Harlem.
Yeah.
BBLD. Oh, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yo, but when I do watch, when I watch Cardi B and that girl Yorma arguing, I was like, damn, these are some like Bronx ass, Harlem ass girls.
It's my cousins like, right there.
Like, I could see them in, actually, they have filmed in the cigar room. Never mind. Of course. Just Harlem spots, just all over Harlem. On the show.
Yorma looks sad, man. She looked like she was on Family Guy.
She looks like that caterpillar from
She just looks sad. She eyes look like she just came from.
She don't need to be
like
on
something
TV.
Just happened or something like so like like she's going to check in at like a probation thing or something. She eyes just looks like she's Yorma. Just looks like she got something on her, just breaking her down. Like Yorma, somebody tweet Yorma and tell her to start listening to the Friend Zone. I think we can help Yorma.
No, just if whoever the producers are, just go ahead and cancel Yorma out.
Speaking,
you know people always
speaking
fall
of,
off.
People who should be. I've gotten so many messages of people asking if we can get August Alsina to come on the show because he's going through some serious depression.
I would love to help him out. Absolutely.
So if anyone has that connect, we'll keep figuring it out. But he really, once you guys are tweeting me that, you know, I think I'm old. I'm just not really familiar with his music because I don't want to make it seem like I'm not checking for him. But I looked his videos up, his interviews, I should say, like with Breakfast Club and Sway, and he does look really sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, we should really try to get him up here.
And you know what? I liked his project, but he had a lot of shit going on in that project, too, you know. Like,
and
well,
they leaked it. And
yeah.
So if anyone has that connect, hit us up, or we'll figure it out through Chris and the loudspeakers. But before we move on to our asking for a friend, but wait, my last, because I still had one more thing that I had to say about what I learned about myself, that I think most people will probably feel that they have struggled with too, is when things are going in your life that aren't going well, and this actually kind of ties into the hater thing that we were talking about in the hot button issue, learning to separate that from other people. You know what I mean? And from the things that you're creating.
Yes.
You could have a shitty day. Maybe your boyfriend dumped you. You dumped your boyfriend. That doesn't mean you have to take it out on your homegirl or your kid or your parents or your friends if they call you. Or if you're going to create something, don't go online and be shitty. Even cooking food when you're in a bad mood tastes shitty. Don't you notice that? Like, energy is a real thing. I remember I used to tell my mom when I would eat, if the food tastes funny, I'd be like, you're in a bad mood today, aren't you? She would be like, shut up.
She'd be like, now I am.
Because it's real, like energy transfers. And I think one thing that, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever get rid of negativity, that would be ideal, but I don't know if we're anywhere near that. But I think one thing that would help is just be more mindful of what you're going through today, accept it, and don't transfer that onto anyone else's day, especially if you're a parent. Because I think parents tend to do that to us a lot. They'll be snapping at us about things. You'd be like, girl, I know this had nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. And I wish people could be more mindful. I'm becoming way more mindful of just kind of keeping to myself. If I'm having a shitty day, I probably won't call anyone or text until I can clear that up. And even when I create, I know you guys get on me about, you don't post enough of this and that. And it's like, if you see that I've kind of fallen back from the internet or I'm not tweeting, trust me, it's a favor. Because I don't want to bring any of the shittiness I might be going through that week onto the internet, which most people actually do. That's what Twitter is, a lot of people just venting and pouring a bunch of their negative thoughts. And it's like, it can be a toxic place sometimes because you're just like, oh my God, how many times have you gone on Facebook and it's just people complaining about work, about their dude, about their girl, about money. It's just like, I can't do that. So that's how I am trying to be a better contribution to the internet and to just life in general for next year, as well as just for myself and learning to take that time out for myself and not being dependent on anyone fixing me or any show making me feel better or those usual escapes that we tend to go towards when we don't feel good. I don't feel good. I'm going to get through it today. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to, you know, figure out how to do that. And that's something that I hope you guys are thinking about, too, because we got to stop being shitty to each other. It's getting old, man. All the mean ass comments. I'm just like, girl, go take a hot bath. It's okay. Like, I love you, but don't put that on me, you know? Yep. So that's it. Those are my three. Thank you guys for answering so honestly. And I hope those of you listening will, you know, take out your journals. If you have a boyfriend or girlfriend or kids, people in your house, have them do it too. You know, let's be concerned about our wellness as units, as wholes, as friends. Like, let's
a
just
staff, a record label, and a motherfucking crew.
All of that.
All that. So if you have any questions, ideas, comments, concerns, not resending me emails because I haven't read the questions on the episode yet, please email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. I repeat, do not resend an email because I see you. And there are multiple of you, so if you hear me calling you out, don't be mad. There are multiple people that are resending their emails. And if you want to know, because we're doing that kind of episode, some of your emails sometimes are too long, so I can't read all of them on the episode. And some of them, you have spelled my name wrong. And that's the petty in me.
That
and I did not read because you spelled my name. No, I'm just kidding. But someone did spell my name wrong. But I read through the question, and we might read that one week. But just don't send your email again. That's a specific person. We're gonna switch it up a little bit. Are you gonna read the questions? Did you pick one out?
I sure did.
Oh, you did. Okay, go ahead.
So this week I'll be reading it up because I told you we're doing what we want to do around here. God damn it! All right. So this question is titled, "Is this B word dead inside or am I toxic?" The letter reads,
damn.
"I need an unbiased opinion, and I know you guys will tell me the truth. I had a trip planned to Las Vegas for New Year's Eve. I had a trip planned to Las Vegas for New Year's Eve with my friend of 5 years, but in August she stopped all communication. I thought it was because I took her friend's side in an argument or didn't understand the anxiety that she was having talking to this new guy in her life. I didn't think that these were things to end a friendship over, but I understood that if this was something she felt I was constantly doing, then it'd be enough to end it on her end. She started texting me again mid-November as Vegas approached and explained that her phone had been broken. I tried to be excited, but I was still bitter, hurt, and thought she was full of shit. This past week, I finally told her that I didn't want to go to Vegas or want to see her, and she appeared shocked. She said she hadn't been ignoring me, but that she had had a tough semester at grad school and was sorry I thought our relationship was strained and appreciated me reaching out. I told her I was sorry, but that I still low-key thought that what she was saying wasn't all of it because we stopped talking so abruptly. I told her I was sorry again and just stuck in my feelings and that if she thinks Vegas will work out, maybe we can go. She replied to me that it's better that we don't see each other after all. Then I see her post on Tumblr, it's the best when toxic people stop talking to you. It's like the trash took itself out.
Wow. Mm.
I don't know what to do. If someone told me at the beginning of the year that we wouldn't be talking, I would not have believed it. Please help.
Jeez.
What do you guys think you can say to her to help her with this? Do you think that she should do anything? Do you think that she should respond to that? Do you think that she should keep trying for the friendship? Or do you think that she should respect her friend's blatantly obviously, you know, apparent perspective on this?
I don't know, because now I'm confused. Like, because part of me feels like if you question it, not that there is some truth to it, because I don't know you, but like you said, we're going to tell it like it is. But I wonder if what you did to your friend that you might not be acknowledging or something, and I hate that I'm saying this because you probably are obsessing over this and you might not have even done anything because you know your situation better than I do, but what did you do? Never mind. Somebody else should take this.
No, but that's valid.
You know what I'm saying? Because if she...
Are you being fully accountable?
And honestly, you know, she does need to be real with you and tell you what the fuck is going on. But, you know, do you want to put out that energy to try to fix it for real? Because you are apologizing earnestly, but you don't know what you're apologizing for. Or do you just want to let go of whatever you maybe did take accountability for doing and just say, this person's going to feel this way until they don't and leave it alone. So I don't even know what to say because I'm still kind of like.
What happened?
Right. I'm missing some things. But What do you think?
That's a tough one. Yeah, I'm wondering what happened.
Because it does seem odd that...
Like, are you giving
us
the full story, like, both sides, you know? And but you know what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. You already know. I think there's... To me, there's... You should always reach out and try to have that full conversation where you're being fully honest about your end of things, you know, and allowing her to speak her end of things. And if that conversation doesn't fix anything, then it's just not meant to be fixed. But communication is always the only way to fix things.
Right.
Literally, there's no other way. So unless you create that dialogue, and she might not want to, because if she's putting up Tumblr posts about right. toxic people, maybe she won't even give you that much, you know. But if she does, that says a lot if she does, because that means that she still is allowing room for things to be fixed. And then... You know, have that conversation where you admit what it is that you did, because maybe you're not necessarily giving us the full story, and take it from there. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's okay. You know, people grow out of each other, and it's all right. But I'm just wondering what you did.
Okay, for her to post about you on Tumblr.
Right.
When I thought, I was like, damn. What do you think?
I think she needs to just let that dead horse just lay there.
Yeah, because it's kind of
like friends. Like, you guys, there was so much back and forth and up and down in the communication that, just like you were saying, friend, there's obviously an absence of effective communication.
Something,
here.
Right. Yeah.
And for things to go to the extent that they have, you know, you really, it sounds like you don't trust her, because you said that you didn't fully believe the reasons that she was giving to you as an explanation for her absence. You didn't believe that, so you don't trust her. With the absence of trust, there really is no friendship.
That's
right.
True.
So I think that you should just move on. If later on you guys grow and mature into different people, and at that time you find your personalities compatible, then give it another go. But as for right now, here today, right now, right, what's going on right now? It's a wrap, like Christmas.
Because you know what? Maybe because you started to say that maybe there was something that you said, or you took a friend, the side of somebody else.
Yeah.
So maybe you might have said something in that instant, or maybe you just not. You leaving something out. I'm going to leave it at that.
Only thing I will say, too, and this is from experience with people. Some people are just really bad communicators.
Yeah.
And I know that because I was like that. And I was the kind, just like your friend, that would have disappeared, you know, and then came back 5 months later like, hey, girl. Because I just didn't know how to confront feelings and conversations that might be uncomfortable, you know.
Right.
Like, I don't like uncomfortable conversations.
Right.
Now I can deal with them better. But back in the day, I didn't. Like,
right.
I didn't want to be fighting my friends or a boyfriend. I'd rather just disappear on your ass than have to even be
right.
put in that position, you know? So some people just are like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say, if there is value in the friendship, try again, you know? But she just might be a shitty communicator. And clearly you are, too, if you, you know, if you
yeah.
haven't made the effort
yeah.
in all this time and didn't know where she went, like... Both of you have something missing there that I think, you know, try. And if not, like Justin said, just leave it where it is, because you can't force it either. That's not really.
No. All right. So we have one last question for you guys, and then we're going to move forward. And you know what? Let us know what happens. Shout out to Mama Scorpion of the Scorpion Show.
Mama
with
Scorpion.
Kevin and Mikhail. She would always end her letters for advice with, let me know about it. So, and I love her. It was very endearing. So moving forward, we have one more question this week. There's no subject in the title, so I don't have anything to say when the title is supposed to be said. all right, so here's the letter. Hey, guys, I'm such a fan of the show, and I never miss an episode. Thank you
Yay,
so much.
Yeah, we love you.
Okay, so let me tell you guys my dilemma. Me and my boyfriend of 1 year are having somewhat of an issue, to me at least. We are not an affectionate couple in public. We just aren't like that. But just a couple of days ago was our 1 year anniversary, and without thinking about it, I was giving him all types of hugs. I don't know, maybe it was because I was just so proud of us for making it this far. Well, when I was trying to give him a hug, he pushed me away and mumbled, "Come on," like he was annoyed. My little old feelings were hurt. A little after that, he said to me, "I don't like that sweater on you." Mind you, I wear this sweater quite often, and he's never done that before. We don't usually talk about one another's clothes. I kind of felt like he was taking a jab at me for no reason at all. am I overreacting, and how do I tell him that he kind of hurt my feelings? In other relationships, I've usually clapped back very quickly, but I'm trying not to do that in this relationship. When I'm not clapping back, I'm kind of like you, Asante. I shut down and become very quiet. It's one or the other for me. Help, please.
You are like me, because you wrote in about about him jabbing at your sweater. Because you wanted to be petty in that moment.
And she wasn't.
Which you weren't. So I applaud you for that. I pat you on the back for that. You get a gold star.
Because she always could have talked about his shoes. Ain't nothing worse than you talking about a nigga's shoes. She's got on them skips on his feet. Nigga, you ain't even got no Jordans on. Oh, like little no. Young B said, you got on Huaraches, bitch. So next time he says something about that sweater, get on them motherfucking shoes, girl. That's what you do. Go ahead, though, Asante. You was doing your part.
That was a good one. Zora. No, I'm not going to say that. That's too gay. No, for real. I really think that there is something to be said about the fact that he would, like, shove you, like, randomly. But maybe it was just a moment. Maybe. If there are more things that have led to you to feel like there is something else going on, or not even something else going on, but to just feel like he's taking a jab at you, like, is this something he has never done? And then you just got this, I don't know, like, because if this is the only time, like, you've noticed he just pushed you away from a hug, it's kind of weird. But I'm an affectionate person, kind of, so it would be weird for me to have not expressed whatever for so long and then to express it that one night. So I think that would be weird for me if I was in his situation, so I could kind of understand that. As far as the rest of that goes, like, for you to have gotten upset from him shoving you, I'm not even sure if it was like maybe it was just a reaction, because it was like, we don't hug, like, what are you doing?
For clarity, like, she was more focused on the fact that they are not affectionate, and that on specifically, like, on her anniversary, he, like, shunned her when she tried to be affectionate with him.
Wait, but this is public affection?
This was public,
or
yes.
Affection period?
This was public. They were in, she specifically said they were in public.
Okay.
But overall, they are a non-affectionate couple.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I'm just like, because if I were in a situation where we are just non-affectionate, like, these are the rules. Even if it's our anniversary, if you bought me that Maserati, like, maybe he bought you that Maserati and that's why you hugged him, girl, I get it. But I think maybe it just might have been a second nature thing, but I feel like there might have been something else that might have set you off to really, like, the wearing public thing, because you might have just taken it in the moment as, like, he might be ashamed of you and that's why you don't do the public display of affection or your public like that. And I don't think that might have been the case, so I don't think that you should take too much from it. But if it does bother you, you should definitely talk to him about it, you know, just to not say you want to be affectionate moving forward or explain what happened that night and what you were doing, but just to kind of see, you know, just how, check the temperature, see how he's doing. Now, if he's still acting up a little bit, something's, you need to check him. But if he's acting normal and everything's just Gucci, then maybe it was nothing, and just say, I would just appreciate if you don't shove me like that. We had a little misstep, but don't treat me like that.
I don't really like the shove part.
Yeah, that's where I'm just kind of like,
aggressive. She said he pushed me away.
And, I don't like that,
mumbled,
though.
Come on. Like, come on. So I think it was like a
reflex.
Like a come on, like that. I don't think he liked
it. Like, we don't do that.
No, I mean, I know it wasn't a shove, like. Yeah.
But still,
like,
just the fact that it was like. But still, the fact that it was like the anniversary and you couldn't just be like.
But it just seems so harsh, too, regardless. It's like, damn, this is your significant other giving you a hug for you to say, come on and push. Like, listen, I'm actually not a public display of affection person.
I swear to God, that's where I was going with my
commentary. I'm not, and I make it very clear with everyone I date, I'm just not into that. And it's mainly because I kind of get grossed out when I see people, like, making out and touching on each, like, I don't like how it makes me feel, so I don't do it. It's really that simple. And also, it's just not my vibe. Like, I'm playful, I'm fun. Holding hands is cool, but I'm not going to be making out with you in the corner. You know, I'll be grabbing my ass. Like, all these things, just chill out. You know, we can save that. So,
that's, oh my God, friend.
I've always been like that, though. And even now, even just with my brand, not saying I'm Beyonce and Jay-Z, but
you're a debutante.
I still feel you know, I just don't want to be that person. It's just not okay. It's not something
you want to tell yourself your morals. You don't gotta explain.
So I make it clear with guys, and usually they're cool about it. Sometimes, obviously, they'll forget and want to kiss or grab, and I don't push them away. Like, what are you doing? I'll just be like, okay, dude, you know I don't like that, and give them a kind of look. But you know, that's as far as it goes. I would never shove someone. But I'm wondering, did he do the shoving and the sweater thing? Was this all in the same day?
Same moment.
The same moment.
Exact same moment. Come on. And I don't like that sweater. It was like that.
Because I feel like, I don't know. I don't want to read into it too much because obviously we don't know you guys.
You tired of her ass?
I was about to say
that's
what I think,
when
too.
When I start acting like,
because if you do that back to back like that, that's what I was like, you might need to
when
check
I,
the
listen,
on the anniversary.
When I start acting that way, where even the littlest things, like that sweater, maybe it's ugly, you've been wearing it, I never liked it, but now suddenly after a year, I decide to tell you about it, that means I'm kind of over you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't care. So I don't want to tell you that because we don't know the situation.
Right.
He could have just been having a bad day.
Yeah, it could have just been anniversary stress.
Anything work.
Anything.
So we don't want to plant that seed.
Right.
But I do have to be honest, as soon as I heard that, to me it sounds like the breakdown moment where I know that I'm kind of tired of even the, like, you know when you're getting tired of someone that even, like, the way they chew.
Ooh.
The way they walk.
You gotta go.
Suddenly, the things that they've always done now bother you so much. The way they laugh, their stupid jokes. That's when I
the
know.
The shit,
like,
they watch on TV.
The shit they watch, the conversations you hear them have on the phone.
Leave a dish in the motherfucking sink if you want to. And okay. I'm already sick of your ass. Leave a dish in the sink.
And you get to that point.
You go,
like,
hold the front door open. You're like, bounce, bounce, but bounce, bounce.
Then I know, like, all right, this is, it's over. I don't like you anymore.
Yep.
And it happens. And I'm not saying that's what it is, so I feel really bad telling you that. But have a conversation with him. Ask him, yo, that'll make me feel good. You got to tell him.
You do.
The shove, I get it, you don't like PDA. But what was that about? And then going into the sweater. Maybe there's something he needs to talk to you about. You clearly need to talk. You know, if you're harboring these feelings too, you're not going to let it go. I mean, y'all need to have a nice little sit down.
Y'all do.
Let y'all sit downs fix everything. That's my answer for everything.
Whether it's good or bad, they fix everything.
Everything. There's nothing like a sit down, a one-on-one about everything. It's the only
way. Okay, so I got a couple things to say, right? Because, like, I don't like PDA either. However, mm-mm. I enjoy PDA. You see the conflict? So, like, so my thing is, I feel like you have to be you have to have a gift almost of discernment of when it will work, depending
okay.
on who you're with.
That's fair.
Like, friend, you say that, like, you and I are alike, right? Like, mm-hmm. we don't like PDA. But there's a way that a guy could engage you in some PDA, and it would, like, sweep you a little bit, and you'd be like, oh, my God, like, I hate PDA, but this is, like,
you're right.
You'll be in the moment.
You're
there's
right.
So, and I know I'm confident in my ability to do that. And so that being said, because PDA is a lot, you know, you and I are the minority, friend. Like, most people actually like
it.
PDA. So what I've had to do is find a balance of how to create those moments and engage the person that I'm with in a little PDA, because it is hot for me, too.
Right.
I just don't like that shit. You ain't finna just be kissing up on me in front of, you know, everybody. You're definitely not about to be doing that in front of my family or
no
shit like that.
Yeah,
so there's ways where, like, if you're on date night, you know what I mean? You can time it or do something as simple as grabbing their hand and looking at them a certain way or whatever, where the need for that attention and the need to be made to feel special is, like, satisfied.
Right.
You know what I mean? So maybe you just got to swag your shit out a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to how you trying to hug this nigga in public, you know, to
especially
make it
with
work.
That sweater on.
Furthermore, maybe you do just need to turn your, you know.
Maybe you had on a fake Dabbing Santa sweater. I want to know why this bothered. Because you know what?
Send us a picture of the sweater. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. That's mean. just want to see what
she probably ain't got it no more. I bet you she threw that shit out on the way home. No. She rode home in her bra.
It might have been her favorite sweater she always wear. And then she like, for him to say that after everything that I've done, I love that sweater.
She ripped it. If you was not, okay, on a petty note, what you could have done.
I got to leave my petty behind.
On a petty note, so you might as well get it in now for the last show. On a petty note, what you should have did was, oh, you don't like this sweater? Well, how about I take it off then, nigga, and let all these niggas in this restaurant or wherever we was at look at me and my bra.
If he wanted to leave her, he would have really left her then.
Okay, and she if you build that's it, the, they will
the
come.
That's the Mona Scott twist.
The other ones Cardi where the show B. came. So maybe Cardi so B. you know, on a petty note, you could have put them out there
ones
like that.
The other show.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't do that, but them yo titties, and if you want to show them, you show them off.
Well, this has been the last episode of the Friend Zone for 2015.
Yay, you guys, we started in August.
I hope this isn't the last episode that you're gonna listen to, depending on if you still listening or not.
I think this is a great opportunity. I'm so grateful for it. I'm glad we've helped people and been allowed to have a little bit of fun along the way. Even though y'all have complained, you still laugh at the joke, so it's all good. Piece of me for a piece of you, you know. But I'm really grateful for this opportunity. I love the fact that I've created this career, which I'm claiming it as such. I've created this career as a correspondent and a personality and an orator and all these other great things, and doing like public speaking engagements, and I love all that, hosting parties, everything. So I'm available to be booked as a personality. You can hit my email at dustinrossett@gmail.com with inquiries or, you know, propositions. Whatever you need to do, like,
proposition.
You know, you can hit me up. But seriously though, you have to speak that into existence. So I'm manifesting.
Sure. If you want to hit Dustin up through the Friend Zone email, I collect 2% of his earnings. So
send it to the other one.
So send it to the other one.
Yes, but that's it though. You know, real niggas do real shit. So we're gonna keep the podcast going. I think this is a great opportunity. I think that I have been trying to not to say certain words and stuff, but I'm just gonna say what I have to say. And I'm really trying to find a balance between being fun and a good time for everybody, and also being impactful. Because as Fran mentioned so eloquently earlier today, it was initially our intention for this to be a straight up conversation about health and wellness. And so now that we've introduced something that comes so naturally to me, I'm excited about it. Right. I'm glad we're finally learning how to merge the two. And I just look forward to all the new opportunities that come for us to engage with our listeners. Happy New Year, everyone, from all of us here at the Friend Zone. And we will see you in 2016.
We love you guys. And remember, no more playing small. Mm-hmm. This is our last year being broke.
That's right.
And amen. Next year, let's just be great. We hope that you will continue on this journey with us as we figure ourselves out. Because what greater change can we make but changing ourselves?
That's
in hopes
right.
that you will feel the same way about you. Amen. We love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.